You're listening to Sexpertise, and I am your host and favorite sexpert, Erica Rivera. I hope you have been enjoying our 10-minute podcast every Tuesday, where we provide just the tip and you can dive into a more extensive conversation about each topic on our Patreon. If you want to subscribe, please go to patreon.com/TheEricaRivera and you can subscribe for as little as $3 a month. So if you enjoy today's episode, which is going to be on literally ass day, excuse my language, then once this episode is over, you can read more about this particular topic on Patreon. So let's get started. Yes, there is a holiday called Ass Day, and it's dedicated to all the myths and misconceptions about anal play. And I thought that it would be a great idea to explore that today, especially given the holiday. And it's one of those topics that isn't really discussed when it comes to sexual health, but it's definitely something that should be included in the conversation of sexual health. So today we're diving into that topic. And, you know, anal play, when it's done consensually and responsibly, it can be a source of pleasure and intimacy for individuals and couples alike. You know, a lot of people wonder if anal sex has any benefits. And there are some. So we'll start with that and keep the conversation going. For example, anal sex could lead to more intense orgasms for some people, and it completely eliminates the chance of pregnancy. Trying it can add variety to your sex life and build intimacy. But it isn't for everyone, and a person shouldn't be pressured to participate. If you've even just been toying with the idea of anal sex and you're still on the fence, we're going to go over some reasons that you may want to try it out. The first being that you may be more likely to orgasm. A 2010 study published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine found that of the 31% of women surveyed who engaged in anal sex during their most recent sexual encounter, 94% had an orgasm. That's a pretty impressive odd. And anal orgasms can be pretty intense. And that's because the anus is packed with loads of sensitive nerve endings, some of which that are connected to the genitals. In cisgender men and people assigned male at birth, anal sex can stimulate the prostate, and that can lead to an orgasm. Prostate orgasms are intense enough to send waves of orgasmic pleasure from head to toe. For cisgender women and people assigned female at birth, anal sex can hit two hot spots, the G spot and what's called the A spot. Both are located along the vaginal wall, but can be indirectly stimulated during anal. And like the prostate, these spots have the potential to produce full body orgasms. Rubbing them just the right way may even lead to squirting, or the phenomenon referred to as female ejaculation. Some people still consider anal play taboo, which makes it more exciting for some people. Even though it's a lot more common, it's still taboo enough to bring that element of naughtiness, if you will, that can kick your arousal level into high gear. Anything that's taboo or forbidden is usually a common sexual fantasy, so the mere idea of doing something that could be considered unusual or wrong can be a huge turn-on. But it's also a way to explore a new area of your body, a way to explore your sexual desires, a way to introduce new sex toys into the mix, all of which can help build intimacy if you're with a partner. There's a couple health benefits too, really when it comes to any type of sexual activity, including penetrative sex, oral sex, masturbation, any type of sexual activity has been linked to a lower risk of heart disease, hypertension and stroke, better sleep, a stronger immune system, headache relief, boosted libido. I mean, the list goes on and on. Menstrual cramp relief, happier mood. There's some health benefits specifically to anal play. For example, prostate stimulation can help prevent and treat ED. If you don't know what ED is, that's erectile dysfunction. It can also help and prevent painful ejaculation. If you happen to have an orgasm during anal, any type of orgasm really, there's other benefits including stress relief, pain reduction, improved circulation, and so forth. Let's also talk about debunking some common myths. One myth is that anal play is painful and unsafe. Contrary to the popular belief, anal play can be pleasurable and safe when approached with care. It's crucial to communicate openly with your partner using plenty of lubrication and starting with smaller toys or fingers to ensure comfort. Second myth is that it's only for one gender or sexual orientation. Simply not true. Anal play is for everyone, regardless of gender or sexual orientation. It's a versatile form of pleasure that can be enjoyed by anyone who's curious and consents. Myth number three, it's unhygienic. Hygiene is important, but with proper preparation, like thorough cleansing, there's no reason why anal play can't be clean and enjoyable. Remember that everyone's body is different, so finding what works best for you is key. Let's talk about solo practices. Exploring anal play on your own can be a great way to get comfortable with your body and understand what feels best for you. Here are some practices that you can take for solo play. One is relaxation techniques. Before starting, it's essential to be in a relaxed state. Some deep breathing and relaxation exercises can help you feel more at ease. Second, lubrication. Using a high-quality water-based lubricant is crucial for a comfortable and enjoyable experience. Remember that there is no such thing as too much lube. And I would recommend probably a silicone-based lube, just so that it doesn't absorb into the skin. But I would stay away from anything that is oil-based, like coconut oil, petroleum jelly, things of that nature. You don't want to use that. You want to stick with high-quality water-based or silicone-based lubricant. Third, start small. Begin with smaller toys or fingers, like I mentioned earlier, and gradually work your way up in size as you become more comfortable. Last but not least, communicate with yourself. Basically, what that means is to pay close attention to your body's signals. If something doesn't feel right, don't hesitate to stop or adjust. Let's move on to some partnered practices. Communication and consent are absolutely essential when exploring anal play with a partner. First, open communication. You've heard me discuss this on other episodes, but make sure that you are discussing desires, boundaries, and concerns openly with your partner. This ensures that both parties are comfortable and aware of each other's needs. Second, gradual progression. If you're new to anal play with a partner, take your time. Start with external stimulation and then work your way up to internal play. Third, and this goes not only with partnered, but with solo play as well. Like I mentioned, plenty of lube. I cannot stress this enough. Lubrication is your best friend when it comes to anal play. And last but not least, respect for limits. Always respect your partner's limits and be attentive to their comfort levels. If you're usually having penis in vagina type sex, anal eliminates the risk of pregnancy. So that's one benefit to have in mind. It's wonderful to be able to enjoy some serious stimulating penetration without the risk for pregnancy. That doesn't mean you can kiss barrier protection goodbye though, because STIs are still possible. So talk to your partner about safer sex. Penis in anus sex actually carries a higher risk for sexually transmitted infections, especially for the receptive partner. That's because the delicate skin in the rectum is thin and prone to tearing. According to the CDC, anal sex is the highest risk activity for HIV transmission. You can also contract other STIs such as chlamydia, gonorrhea, and herpes. There's risk for other infections to be transmitted through contact with feces as well. I know, don't make that face. We all made that face when I said that. But it's natural, and some contact with it, whether you can see it or not, is a likely possibility. Practicing safer anal sex is the best way to protect against HIV, STIs, and other infections. Make sure you're using condoms or other barrier protection and lots of lube. That's the third time I've said it. Lots of lube. Seriously, you can't use too much back there. Insufficient lube increases your risk of skin tears, which are painful and risky. Also, never go from penis or sex toy in the anus to vagina without washing up and changing condoms first. You don't want any other bacteria from back there getting into your urinary tract, where it can wreak some major havoc, including UTIs. Same goes for taking a penis in your mouth after anal. Doing so can introduce bacteria and parasites into your mouth. We definitely don't want that. All that being said, the real benefit is being able to express what you do or don't want. Variety is the spice of life, and the more options in your repertoire, the better. This gives you and your partner or partners a whole other type of pleasure to enjoy if and how you want. Mix it up with toys, take turns being on the giving and receiving end, whatever tickles your bottom. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to emphasize that anal play is a personal choice, and not everyone may be interested in exploring it, and that's perfectly okay. Remember, education and communication are the cornerstones of a healthy and fulfilling sex life. If you have any questions or want more information, feel free to reach out. You can find me on all social media platforms at The Erica Rivera, or you can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/TheErica Rivera. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe.